There's a phrase I want to capture from the first reading addressed to the disciples. Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? And if you were to try and picture it, in a way our 21st century minds can't handle it, that a person would float away. Artistically, we represent it. And so if you were to look behind you up and up, you'll see a visual image of that, of Jesus going away and those angels saying, "Why do you stand looking up toward heaven?" The angels challenged them, but I must say that we have had hundreds of years of people acting like the most important thing was to look up, as in the sense of the church is about getting ready for heaven, for those of us who are here, for those of us who aren't here, that's the urgency to speak to them, and church programs have been built around that over centuries. And it's come into our awareness, particularly over this last year, comparing ourselves to other churches and their challenges, that that's not the only way to understand what we're about. And so the angel's challenge, "Why are you looking up?" is a good one for us. Because we could be looking at each other. And then the rest of that sentence would apply. The angels then say, "This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." In other words, if we meet each other's gaze in the here and now, that Jesus is coming among us all the time. And that has some programmatic demands on how we are a community. Yeah, we're going to still have funerals. We're still going to honor what is wonderful and beautiful in the lives of our friends who have died. We had one yesterday for Bill Baxter, and the flowers are still here from that. We had a remembrance of Dorothy Berg, and flowers are up at the high altar as we remember her. People still have questions about when and how they will see their loved ones again. And this is no put down of that wondering and that grieving and that longing. It's simply saying, let's do what the angel said and gaze deeply at each other, because Christ is already there when we do that. In a way, it's training. If we learn how to gaze into each other's eyes without judgment, we will do it with the merchants on Elgin Street, the people who are sitting in the steps on Elgin Street, the people who live in the condos and apartments around us, and the people in your street where you live. I wonder if sometimes that initiating of a hello feels like cold call sales. Like, what are they going to do? Try and sell me on something? Like, I got to believe something in particular in order to be welcomed and not judged? That cold call sales fear is something many people have, and many people are just shy. So we're in training here, knowing these people that you have come to know or you're coming to know, to learn how to take walls down and trust each other and believe that Jesus has come among us in our vulnerability with each other. We're going to get good at that. And then we're going to do it with everybody. And the world will be changed. It means some specific things about how we plan our church year and our programs. And so you'll see events come up in our church calendar and you'll wonder, what's that for? Is there something I'm supposed to get out of that? And maybe the basic thing you get is your gaze meets another gaze. And Christ is already there, showing you how to love with all the fullness of your heart. We've probably known this for a very long time. I've been with you for just over a year, but my impression of you is that you have glimmerings of already thinking in this way, already acting in this way, already having the doors open so that you can have blessed conversations. We already kind of know what to do. We already know that we're not gazing up to heaven waiting for the door to open. Jesus is here.